Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, a man who knows the least repeats it the most. Think about it. Now smile, and let's talk about health. Well, this product or substance has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to diagnose, treat, mitigate, or prevent any disease. Unquote. That familiar phrase is placed on almost all natural products from nature to say the federal government has not performed under government guidelines testing to conclude the product or substance can, in fact, diagnose, treat, mitigate, or prevent any disease. In fact, the synthetic is deemed natural or mainstream and acceptable because it can be replicated with the exactness of specifications, while the natural is classified as, quote, alternative, unquote, because results in production can vary when created. As I read these required words recently on a product containing oranges, once a staple of the British Navy to avoid scurvy, I had a disturbing thought. When God created our bodies, He included a natural defense system to evaluate, prevent, treat, and cure what seeks to harm us in life. In fact, the great physician made one-fifth of all our cells to be what we call immune cells. The word immune itself implies protection from a threat, including a threat related to health. But what's disturbing about thinking God gave us an immune system comprised of about 20 trillion cells? That's right. 20 trillion. Let's say a federal bureaucrat decides our bodies have not been evaluated sufficiently to demonstrate our immune systems can diagnose, treat, mitigate, or prevent any disease. Could a future executive mandate or regulation of a government agency, not even a law passed by Congress, suddenly make it illegal to be in a human body unless the immune system within is proven to do what has been assumed since the practice of medicine began? What could be the penalty? In many locations in the U.S., the abortion of a living fetus can be performed even after the birth process begins if it is determined potentially harmful to a mother's health. But what if an agency deems the fetus at the point of birth has immune cells unproven based on a double-blind study or other determinants of acceptability by government standards, and thus the baby must be aborted? Be reasonable, Frank. That can't happen in the United States. Well, I'm sure the folks before current times never thought a baby outside the womb during the birth process could be killed legally in the U.S. based on government-established standards. But it is a fact in many locations in the United States. So do we have a recall of all U.S. citizens to establish proof of the claims the human immune system can, in fact, prevent, treat, and or cure disease in each individual? Could it happen? Probably not, and hope not. But think about it.
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your salvation and your health are your two most precious assets. Join us here daily and learn more at nsc24.com or just call them at 888-541-3997 for my free health gift to you. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.